This year, OSU became the first university in the state to receive the designation as a certified B campus. In this week's OSU Research Matters, Megan Robinson learns about the process, how to identify various species of bees, and why we shouldn't fear them.
Getting the certification means OSU is committed to native pollinators through the increase of native plants, providing nest sites, and reducing pesticide use. Postdoctoral fellow Emily Guest realized her alma mater checked the boxes and would be a perfect B Campus USA candidate.
We wanted to recognize how OSU is very passionate about pollinators and pollinator research, and so we found this program called B Campus USA that recognizes campuses across the nation for all of their work. And so then we applied for a student government grant, and we won. And we were able to use that money to go ahead and apply, and we passed our application and certification. So we became a B campus.
The application process was simple. After all, Oklahoma State already met the qualifications.
We need to have people who study entomology and pollinators or are willing to learn and teach the community and the students, which we're really lucky because we have an entomology department. And we need to have an IPM on plan, which is an integrated pest management plan, which we already had as well. So we had already done everything for it. So I felt like we should have been doing it for a few years. So it was a great, easy application to fill out, and it worked well.
With over 150 bee species native to Oklahoma, Guest understands the importance of landscaping and creating habitats for the insects.
They have all different flowers that they need to nectar from. They need to have twigs to make nests. They need to have some bare soil to make colonies. And so by having a big diverse habitat of just native plants and habitat that would be found in the wild, it provides homes for them.
There are a lot of people who are afraid of bees and would be terrified to walk through the botanical garden. What is your message to those people?
So the bees, they've already been here. Like, they've been there your whole life. They didn't just show up one day. And they're also not out to get you. They're just trying to find pollen or nectar. And you're just kind of a big object in their way. They're trying to buzz around. So they're not specifically trying to aim, land on you, sting you. And the majority of bees don't actually sting. Most male bees don't sting. Bumblebees, male bumblebees can't sting. Male carpenter bees can't sting. So a lot of them can't even sting you, and there's this fear that they all can, but they can't.
What does this certification mean for Oklahoma State?
I think it just shows how committed we are to the environment, to helping pollinators, to our research, and to recognizing all of the work that our landscape crew does, our entomology department does, and all of the undergrads who work in, like, the bee club, who work with the Entomology Sanborn Club. All of these great groups just around campus, it just shows how much we've been doing. And we were the first ones in the state to get the certification.
For OSU Research Matters, I'm Megan Robinson.
That was Research Matters, a biweekly look inside the work of Oklahoma State University faculty, staff, and students. You can download OSU Research Matters on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.